This is Akashvani, weekly review of Parliament proceedings read by Renuka. Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned on yesterday, drawing to a close the first part of the budget session and will now reassemble on March the 9th. The three-week recess period will allow standing committees to examine allocations to various central ministries given in the Union Budget. The session began on January the 28th with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to a joint sitting of the two houses. The budget was presented on February the 1st. General discussion on the Union Budget for the year 2026-27 concluded in Parliament this week. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman replied to the discussion in the Lok Sabha on Wednesday and the Rajya Sabha on Thursday. During discussion, there were several occasions when Leader of Opposition was restrained by the Chair from mentioning unsubstantiated remarks against certain individuals. Recently concluded Indo-US interim trade deal, though not part of the budget, was also extensively referred to by the opposition MPs in both the houses. The opposition members submitted a notice signed by at least 118 MPs for the removal of Om Birla from the post of Speaker of the Lok Sabha for his alleged partisan approach and not allowing Rahul Gandhi to speak in the House on several occasions. Parliament also passed the Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026. The bill seeks to avoid any future unwarranted complication over continuity of certain laws replaced by the Industrial Relations Code of 2020. On Monday, the Lok Sabha could not transact any business due to uproar by Congress members over Leader of the Opposition Rahul Gandhi not being allowed to speak on a matter separate from the Union Budget. The House was adjourned for the day following disruption of proceedings. Earlier, the House had been adjourned twice on the same issue. The Rajya Sabha on Monday took up general discussion on Union Budget 2026-27. Initiating the discussion, Senior Congress Leader P. Chidambaram criticised the government for cutting capital expenditure at a time when neither the public sector, private sector nor foreign investors were investing in India. Terming the budget as a forgettable budget, former Finance Minister also said the government's much-vaunted reform express is stuck, if not derailed, and while the unemployment among youth continues to pose serious challenge, the government's internship scheme has failed. Mr. Chidambaram also hit out at the government for cutting allocations for agriculture and rural development, accusing it for depriving roads and housing to villagers. Praising the budgetary proposals, Ghanshyam Tiwari of BJP said the budget of the country is now 53,47,315 crore rupees, which was just around 17 lakh crore rupees when the Congress was in power at the centre. He also refuted Congress allegation that the government has put the interests of farmers at stake in the India-US deal. He said Indian farmers will have access to the US market and some agricultural products as spices will attract zero duty. Earlier in the morning, DMK MP Tiruchi Siva submitted a notice of breach of privilege in the Rajya Sabha against Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal for giving details of the Indo-US trade deal outside the House when Parliament was in session. Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan, who was presiding the session, said Goyal had already made a statement on the issue in the House and he would look into the matter later. After days of Lok Jam, Lok Sabha returned to work on Tuesday post-lunch session and discussion on the budget began. The opposition described budget as directionless and the BJP asserted that the budget was pro-poor and was prepared with the objective of making the country developed by 2047. Initiating the debate, Shashi Tharoor of Congress said the budget was headline management where promises are loud, budgets are grand, but delivery is conspicuously absent. Hitting out at the government for not meeting the promises it made in the agriculture sector, Mr. Tharoor said these announcements are like modern courtships, promises without commitments. Participating in the debate, BJP MP Aprajita Sarangi termed the budget as growth-oriented, which reflected central government's commitment, conviction and consistency for the welfare of people and overall growth of the country. She said the budget is pragmatic, pro-people and balanced, and it was prepared with the objective of making the country developed by 2047. Sarangi said India's economy has become the fourth largest in the world, replacing Japan, and is poised to become the third largest, replacing Germany. She said unemployment in the country has declined and remained at just 4.8%, while inflation is at the lowest level in comparison to a decade ago. The BJP MP said, in the age of global uncertainty, India is growing well and the government's public expenditure has gone up to 12 lakh crore rupees. Congratulating Prime Minister Modi for concluding 9 trade deals in the recent past, Ms. Sarangi said it reflected government's capability to navigate a difficult world with conviction. Meanwhile, the opposition gave a notice signed by 118 MPs to the Secretary General of the Lok Sabha for the removal of Speaker Om Birla for what they called his partisan approach and not allowing Rahul Gandhi to speak in the House. The Rajya Sabha Tuesday resumed discussion on Union Budget 2026-27. Participating in the discussion, Shiv Sena member Milind Deora took a dig at Rahul Gandhi's dead economy remarks on India. Mr. Deora asked if India's economy was indeed dead, why did the EU sign the biggest trade deal with India and not with China or the US, and asserted all countries in the world want to trade with India and want to sign trade deals. Surendra Singh Nagar of BJP also lauded the budget, saying it is an important step towards Vikasit Bharat and the spending on infrastructure will help propel India towards its goals while helping its citizens fulfill their aspirations. Opposition members, however, continued their attack on the government over the budget. Kannimuri NVN Somu of DMK termed the UN budget as a failed budget, which is anti-poor and detached from the reality. She said there is no relief for workers, farmers and the middle class and continues to favour corporates. Neeraj Rangi of Congress said stock markets crashed on the day of budget was presented and many investors lost lakhs of crores of rupees as the budget failed to meet the expectation of investors, market and common people. Sukhendu Shekhar Ray of TMC highlighted the challenges faced by the jute industries and criticized the government for failing to come up with concrete steps to address unemployment, while Finance Minister replied to the general discussions on the budget in the Lok Sabha on Wednesday. She said the budget has proposals for a total expenditure of 53.47 lakh crore rupees for the year 2026-27 and 25.44 lakh crore rupees will go to the states as part of devolution of taxes. Ms. Sitaraman said incentives are being provided to ensure employment opportunities to youth and persons with disabilities in various sectors. She said emphasis is being placed on the use of AI to accelerate development in various sectors. The finance minister expressed gratitude to farmers for making the country self-reliant in the agricultural sector despite many difficulties. Ms. Sitaraman said the government is also emphasizing infrastructure enhancement, which will make the movement of goods faster and cheaper. She also said there is no shortage of fertilizer in the country and there is a budgetary allocation of 1.71 lakh crore rupees for fertilizer import. Criticizing opposition parties, Ms. Sitaraman asked if the Shiv Sena UBT provided land on time, bullet trains would have been running in India. The minister also hit back at TMC leader Abhishek Banerjee for claiming that there is GST on milk, saying it is completely untrue. Earlier participating in the discussion, leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi alleged that the government had compromised Indian interests in the India-US interim trade agreement. Mr. Gandhi said that had an India bloc government negotiated in the agreement with the US, it would have told President Donald Trump that he should treat India as an equal. He said the government talks of energy and financial weaponization and yet it has allowed the Americans to weaponize our finance and our energy against us. Criticizing the Indo-US deal, Mr. Gandhi claimed that the government has given up control over digital trade rules, removed data localization, allowed free flow of data to the US, limited digital tax and waived source code disclosure, while offering 20-year tax holiday to big tech companies. On tariffs, he said that at the beginning there was a 3% average, but it has now gone up to 18%. Post-lunch session, the Rajya Sabha resumed discussion on the union budget. Participating in the discussion, JDS leader and former Prime Minister H.D. Devagaud said growth alone is not enough, asserting employment must be at the center of policy making. He also welcomed various measures announced by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and said the budget comes at an important moment when India stands on the threshold of becoming a middle income to upper middle income nation. Mr. Devagowda further said manufacturing and MSMEs generate jobs when supported by skilling, local ecosystem, affordable credit and predictable regulations. He said a modern economy cannot grow if entrepreneurs live in fear of compliance mistakes, adding government must be firm but it must also be fair. He also stressed the need for development that has farmers, informal workers and backward regions in the forefront. Taking part in the discussion, Kavita Patidar of the BHEP highlighted proposal for making cancer drugs more affordable and higher allocation for defence in the budget as proactive measures. Congress member Rajiv Shukla said there is not one thing in the budget which is praiseworthy. Lok Sabha passed the Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026 on Thursday after a day-long discussion. The bill seeks to avoid any future unwarranted complication over continuity of certain laws replaced by the Industrial Relations Code of 2020. The Industrial Relations Code 2020 replaced the Trade Unions Act 1926, the Industrial Employment Standing Orders Act 1946, and the Industrial Disputes Act 1947 relating to trade unions, industrial employment, and industry disputes. Replying to the debate on the bill, Union Minister for Labour and Employment, Mansukh Mandaviya, said the government would set a fixed wage limit for workers below which no state can fix wages. He said the new labour code ensures that all workers received a fixed honorarium and that men and women receive equal pay. Mr. Mandaviya said that the legislation is in the interest of workers and it should not be opposed simply for political reasons. Participating in the discussion, BJP's Jagdambika Pal said that this bill is aimed at protecting the rights and privileges of workers and maintaining the dignity of labour. During the discussion, the opposition accused the government of favouring industrialists over workers while drafting the Industrial Relations Code, even snatching away the right to protest for demands. Initiating the discussion on the bill, Congress member Kodikunil Suresh said that instead of dialogue, the government has chosen to dominate labourers. Mr. Suresh, who is a former Union Minister of State for Labour, said that today's strike call given by workers was a warning signal and reflected the government's policy failure in dealing with the labour force. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman told Rajya Sabha on Thursday that high personal income tax collection does not necessarily mean that the middle class is being suppressed or crushed in the country. Replying to a debate on the Union Budget 2026-27 in the House, she said there is no evidence of any suppression of the middle class in the country. Ms. Sitharaman said there is enough and more evidence of historic middle class expansion and formalization driven by the economic reforms that have been undertaken in the last 10 years. She said, even as this expansion is happening, the income tax limit has increased to 12 lakh rupees for everybody and 12.75 lakh rupees for the salaried class. Moreover, next generation GST rationalization has also lowered household costs. Their monthly expenses are decreasing because in GST, every item's rate has decreased. Ms. Sitharaman further said that steps taken in the budget prove the country's resolve to build a resilient, self-reliant India and urged the Rajya Sabha members to ask their respective state governments to participate in schemes announced in the budget. Ms. Sitharaman also countered the opposition charge of expenditure curtailment in several welfare schemes and said there is no denial or stoppage of funds to states on any schemes. Earlier, participating in discussion, P. Santhosh Kumar of the CPI slammed the budget for not having anything for the common people and Kerala. Shiv Sena UBT MP Priyanka Chaturvedi raised concerns over senior citizens being overlooked in the budget. Later, the House passed Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026 after a brief discussion and reply by the Minister of Labour and Employment, Mansukh Mandaviya. The Lok Sabha had passed it earlier in the day. On Friday, both the Houses were adjourned to meet on 9th of next month, while the Lok Sabha could not transact any business due to opposition sloganeering demanding resignation of Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri over his meeting with a convicted American financier, the Rajya Sabha conducted 0 hour and question hour before being adjourned. That's all in Weekly Parliament Review.